Diablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Moving right along with our Tuesday talk around. Still got the clouds keeping us company here. 24 degrees. We've been talking about this pretty much for a little while last week and yesterday and today. Valley Lake Boys Home. Got a holiday open house, and that is coming up tomorrow. Got Carla and Joanna in here from Valley Lake. Ladies, thank you so much for being in studio this morning. Welcome.
Thanks for having us, Bill.
Absolutely.
Thank
well,
you.
Tell me a little bit about the open house. What's going to be happening tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow from 1 to 5, we're having open house with apple cider and all kinds of Christmas goodies. And we have a couple boys that will be staying back from school that will be giving people tours of the building and of the gym if they'd like to see the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a fun time for people to come out and see what Valley Lake's all about and get to sit and mingle a little bit.
Absolutely. And, you know, the holidays, the right time for that. How many boys do you have out there at Valley Lake at present?
Currently, we have 10 boys.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And so, again, a good chance to come out and just sort of see what the place is all about and ask questions, too, correct?
Certainly. We really have a beautiful facility. We've toured other facilities, and we really pride ourselves on ours. The boys do all the cleaning of the building. We've done some updates in the past couple years,
mm-hmm.
so we really like to show it off.
So you do get other ideas. I mean, you go around, see how they're doing at other places, and you go, you know what, I could incorporate that here.
Yep. We're always trying to improve our program or just the facility. So we do get other ideas from other facilities.
Let me ask this question to both of you, too. How long has Valley Lake been in existence? How far back does it go? Or is that you're both laughing at me now? Is that a question I shouldn't have asked?
No, that's a great question. It is 48 years old.
Wow.
And so we will be celebrating the 50th anniversary in 2025.
Okay.
So we've already got stuff lined up that we're going to do for that.
And you've always been really good. I know this about outreach in the community. I know smelt fries have gone on. Now, what are some of the things you do throughout the year that kind of tie everybody into the community?
We recently finished up a turkey trot on Thanksgiving morning.
How'd that go?
It was the best ever.
Good.
Every year there's more and more participants. We also have hosted a golf tournament in the summer. We help with a lot of things. We help with a lot of community service, setups and takedowns of, you know, organizations, pancake and spaghetti dinners,
class reunions.
We do a lot of the heavy lifting for a lot of the groups around town.
So you do a lot of behind the scenes stuff with the boys out there.
We do. We get a lot of calls. There are certain people in those organizations that know that we do those things,
mm-hmm.
and they'll give us a call, and we just go set up. It's fun for the boys to mingle with some other people, and
sure.
It shows everybody how well we can do. We just also helped out with the Thanksgiving dinner over at Inspiration Church.
Unbelievable. So you, let's review the year as long as we're talking December 5th. 2023, how's it been for you at Valley Lake? Been a good year?
It has been a good year.
Okay.
It's been a good year. We've got some really great boys there right now. Our staff is, we've just got top-notch staff right now. Everything is just going really well.
Right.
And the community is always so generous and so good to Valley Lake.
Well, and you got some other good news, too, but we're going to save that. Let's just focus on the holiday open house one more time. When and where?
1 to 5 tomorrow at Valley Lake Boys Home, 3850 200th Avenue,
all right.
Breckenridge. And just give us a call if you can't find it.
All right. Sounds good. What is your phone number out there?
It is 218-643-4036.
Carla, Joanna, thank you so much for stopping by and talk with us this morning. And best of luck tomorrow. I think you're going to have a great turnout.
Thank you.
It's 9:40 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Talk Breckenridge Community and Teen Center with Mandy Steinberger. Stick around.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition or concerned about someone you